since the Chevra finished the first parak of Chagiga, I want to take the next few days just do a chazara of the first parak of Chagiga. By now, everyone should know it by heart anyways. It should be easy. Okay, we said at the beginning, basically as an introduction, we said that the Torah obligates Jewish males to appear in the Azara during the Shlosh Regalim. And when one does appear, they can't come empty-handed. They have to bring certain korbanos. The Mishnah begins by telling us which individuals are exempt from these korbanos. Hakol chayv meriyah. Everybody's obligated in the mitzvah of re'iyah. A little machlokas whether we're referring to the mitzvah of appearing in the courtyard or the bringing of the olas re'iyah. Chutz mecheres shota v'katan, except for a deaf mute, a person out of his mind, or a minor. Tumtum bandrogonus, a person who we don't know what their gender is. And androgynous, a hermaphrodite, a person who is both genders. Noshim avodim shuram shchaim, women and slaves who have not been freed. Chiger suma, lame and blind. Chola zaken, misha enya cholas praglav, the lame, the blind, and those who can't walk. Those who are elderly, and those who cannot walk on their legs, on their feet, to Yerushalayim, to the base of Mikdash. Okay, so the Mishnah now discusses when parents are obligated to teach their children. Mitzvah of chinach in re'iyah. Ezehu katan. What is considered, which minor is exempt from appearing in the Azara? Kol she'ena yochol lirkov al ksev shalaviv. Anyone who could not ride on his father's shoulders, lalas mirushalayim laharabayis, and go from Yerushalayim to Harabayis, divrei Beis Shammai. Beis Hill says, kol she'ena yochol lachas biyad shalaviv, anybody who's not able to hold the hand onto his father's hand. Ula alos mirushalayim laharabayis, shenamar shlosh regolim. By the way, when you're going to next week, you're going to be before Erev Sukkot. You could think of these Mishnayos when you're going up to Yerushalayim and you're going to the Kotel. Yeah, when you go to Har Bayis. Beis Shammai says Hariyah Shtei Kesef. The Olariyah must be worth at least two silver mos. The Chagigah is Ma Kesef, and the Chagigah must be worth one silver mos. Beis Hill says Hariyah Ma Kesef. The Olariyah must be worth at least one silver mos, and the Chagigah must be worth two silver mos. Okay, so the Gemara says Hakol Atuimai. The Mishnah used the lashon of Hakol. All are Chayiv and Riyah. The word Hakol is being used to include something. What's it coming to include? La Atuye Misha Chetzi Oved Chetzi Ben Choron. It's coming to include one who's half a slave and half a free person, according to Ravina Darmish Chetzev Chetzev Ben Korin, spotted from Ria, right? Hakola Tuya Mayot Kogam include La Tuya Chiger Biyam Risham Ispash Biyam Sheni. Someone who was lame on the first day of Yontif and then was healed on the second day of Yontif. The first day he was exempt from the mitzvah Ria, right? But however, he has to come on the second day. That works according to the one who says Kulan Tashlumin Zelazeh. They're all a makeup for each other. But according to the one who says Kulan Tashlumin, all makeup of the first one. Makola Tuya Mayot. What's Hakol coming to include? It's coming to include Suam Ba'achsena, someone who's blind in one eye. Udalokai against the parents of the bride's tanya, Rechemend Havayomar, Mishumar Yehuda, Suma Ba'achas Meinav is potter from here. A person who's blind in one eye is potter from the Re'iyah. Right? Shenamar, it says, Yira Yira'eh. Right? Yira Yira'eh. Right? That all your men shall see Hashem. But the way you pronounce it is, all your men shall be seen by God. So Kederach Shabaliras, that comparison teaches us in the way that God comes, so to speak, to the base of Migdash to see the people who have come. Kach Baliras, so too does he come to the base of Migdash to be seen by them. They have to have the ability to be seen. Ma Liras Pishteinav, just like seeing is with two eyes, Af Le Rosh Pishteinav, so too must he be seen with their two eyes as well. V'ibay Sema, if you like, let's go back to the first answer. La'olam Kadamri Mikara, like we said originally, the word Hakol is coming to include one who's half a slave and half free. Now the problem was with Ravina that we said before. Lo kasha, that's not a problem. Kam Mishnah Rishona. The psak over there in the Mishnah is understood by Ravina, fits with Beis Hillel's understanding. Kam Mishnah Achrona. While here the words from the word Akol comes to include Beis Hillel's later teaching. The Tanan, because we went to the Mishnah. Someone who's half an Eved, a half a Ben Chor, and Oved es Rabbi Yom Achad, ves Atzma Yom Achad. He serves for himself one day and for his master one day. Diver Beis Hillel. Amrlim Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai had a good claim. They turned to Beis Hillel and says, Kantam as Rabbo, you fix the master, but you haven't fixed him. The problem is, you haven't fixed his situation. Why? Because Lisa Shivcha ain't Yochel. He can't get married to a Shivcha because half of him is free, and she's prohibited to the free half. Baschorin ain't Yochel, and on the other hand, he's unable to marry a free woman because half of him is still a slave. Li Botel, should he just sit there like a locking cup? Vahal Nivra Olam El Pir Verivi, the world was built to propagate. Shanamar Lotu Verol Shevis Yitzra. Right? Hashem did not create the world to sit desolate. right? Lashavas Yitzara, to sit desolate. He wanted it to be inhabited. Elimnei Tikkun Olam. So therefore, because of Tikkun Olam, Kofin is Rab Vosa Ben Chorim. We force his master to make him a free person. And we write a shtar, and to compensate the master for what he just lost, the slave has to write a document saying the IOU for the half the value. Chazru Beis Hillel Lahoris Kebeis Shammai. Beis Hillel now reversed their psak to fit with that opinion of Beis Shammai, and they came back around. So therefore, Ravina, from when he inferred from the Mishnah, of slaves who have not yet been freed, fits with Beis Hillel's original opinion. While the word hakol is including a person who's a half free, half slave, who's going to be free, who's on his way to be free, as we just saw, according to how Beis Hillel retracted their psak. Chutz mecheresh shota v'katan. Ktani cheresh dumya d'katan. We learned that cheresh is similar to a katan. Shota v'katan. Ma shota v'katan, they're not b'nei dea. They're not mentally competent. So to a cheresh, lav bar deahu. Kamash Lan teaches us the time we learned on the Mishnah. Cheresh that the Chavim spoke about generally, in general, saying that the person is not eligible, is one who's not a Shomea and not a Medaber. But a Medaber ve'eno Shomea, but one who could speak and not hear, or Shomea ve'Medaber, hear and not speak, they're chayef to come to the Azara. I'll give you a supporting, the Mishnah follows a, you know, fits this Brisa. Because Tanina Latorim, we learned our Mishnah that this the rabbis taught in a Brisa. Hamedaber ve'eno Shomea, one who speaks and does not hear. That's what we, in general, the common folk, call a Cheresh. A Shomea ve'eno Medaber, Zeo Elam, one who hears but can't speak, that's an Elam. Ze ve'ze, harehen kapikchen l'chol divrayim. Both the Cheresh and the Elam are considered mentally incompetent for all of what they do. Umimai, how do I know that a Medaber ve'eno Shomea is what we typically call a cheresh? So Shomei v'nedamer is what we typically call an elam. So the chtiv, ani kecheresh lo eshmachim lo pekpiv. I am like a deaf person, a cheresh, I do not hear, and like a mute elam who cannot open his mouth. Some say there's also a hint to it in the word. Damri inshe ishtakel milule. Elam is from the lushan of his speech was taken from him. Medaber ve'ena shomea, one who speaks and cannot hear. Shomea ve'ena medaber is chayev in all the mitzvahs. Vatanya, wait a second, we learned to the mitzvah. A medaber ve'ena shomea medaber is potter. That Brisa contradicts the Mishnah. Am Ravina, some say Ravina, Chasuri Mechsa. No, the text of our Mishnah is missing something. Vahachiktani. And this is how you read it. Hakol, Chayev, and Maria, Vesimcha. All are obligated in the mitzvah of Re'ia and Simcha. Chutz Mecherish Hamedaber Ve'eno Shomea, or Shomeno Ve'eno Medaber, a half-half, who's potter from the Re'ia. And even though he's potter from the Re'ia, he is Chayev in the Simcha. And a Shomea, and that who cannot hear and cannot speak, double whammy, and a Shota and Katan is potter even from the Simcha. Hoyolu Purim, since that person is in a category of potter from all mitzvahs in the Torah. Tanya mihachi, we learn similar to Brisa. Hakol chayv Maria v'simcha, or chayv Maria v'simcha, chutz mecherish v'dabar shemeno, shemeh v'dabar, shepturim min Maria is potter from Maria, v'alf bish potter min Maria, but is potter from Maria, chayv v'simcha, is chayv v'simcha, v'eshen ol shemeh v'lo medaber, v'shota v'kotan, he's potter af min ha-simcha, he's potter even from the simcha. Why? Hoyol pturim from all the mitzvahs which are said in the Torah. Now everything fits, kafter v'ferach, very nicely. And we'll stop there for today. One daffin.